This is Weekend Breakfast.
I want to talk to you about a dairy disaster that happened to a dear old friend of mine.
Dairy disaster.
Look, you can never be too safe when it comes to dairy. There's multiple stories over years that you can pretty much call on. I mean, I think we've all had a dairy disaster.
Oh, yeah.
Whether it be just a small tolerance to lactose, whether it be you going too hard on the brie cheese wheel last night and me suffering for it this morning.
Dairy disaster.
Don't you reckon it's nice to have a brie wheel in your mouth?
It is good.
And just holding it in your hand.
Yeah.
Because you know that white stuff that's around it? That's nice.
Yeah, the casing. Yeah, the wax.
What is that?
It's wax.
Oh, you're supposed
Keeps
to eat it?
The cheese fresh.
Oh, God, it's good.
Yeah. Mm. Just don't do it on a baby bell. Look, a dairy disaster. I'm not referring to the time I had a bad panak paneer in India either. This is much more severe than this. This is a dear old friend of mine who's on a weight loss journey. You think, good, cool, 2018, getting your life back on track. She's sort of battling the bold for a while. Uh-huh. And she's like, you know what? I'm going to make a few changes.
You sound like you're just saying every quote on the front of New Idea, by the way. Battle of the bold.
What's her secret?
Yeah.
6 weeks to stomach success.
Yeah.
She is sort of decided to make a few changes, and she was coming to me for a bit of dietary advice, and I was like, well, you know what? You've got to kickstart the metabolism in the morning. Don't skip breakfast. Breakfast is a pretty important bit, but you want to cut down on the carbs for a while. So just try and avoid the oats and all that. I'm like, you know what's really good? Natural yogurt. High in protein. Make sure you don't get the sugary one, you know, just get that natural, minimal fuss, poor label, like, you know, really like stripped back, just natural yogurt. It's great probiotic. It's actually good for your mental health as well.
There's I really like that yogurt.
Yeah. It's good stuff, right?
Yeah, it's kind of sour.
Yes, it is. Mm. Exactly right. Now, this is where she has sort of gone wrong because she hasn't had healthy habits over the years. She was kind of unaware of you know, the nuances of natural yoga and whatnot.
It's almost sour cream territory.
Exactly. What she's been doing for the first 2 weeks of her weight loss journey is accidentally having a bowl of sour cream.
No!
Instead of natural yogurt.
No.
She's like, why aren't I losing anything around the hips?
Because she's eating sour cream. Jeez.
She blew out a little bit more.
So she's dairy disaster. Did she not have eyes?
She must have. I don't know whether it's got a mix up in the labelling system. Maybe someone planted a rogue sour cream in the yogurt.
You should have to have a few.
Jesus, yeah. Every morning, big dollops of the stuff.
Oh, God.
Poor girl. Anyway, she's back on track now. I buy a yogurt from now on.
Yeah, you need to go there with her.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Well, what a fantastic story this is. Cabby saves marriage after finding lost $25,000 engagement ring in the back of his cab. Now, I don't know how rocky this relationship must have been for the husband to say, oh, my God, my marriage is saved. I mean, is that a thing if the husband loses his engagement ring? It's the end of a marriage?
Why does he have it?
What do you mean, the cabbie?
No, why does the guy have it?
The passenger has lost his engagement ring.
Yeah.
Caught the cab. The cabbie.
Yeah, but he has the engagement ring.
His wife's engagement ring. Yeah, sorry.
But why does he have the engagement?
I don't know. Okay, no, sorry.
All right.
No, I just thought, I didn't even think about that part. Yeah. An engagement ring would have to be the woman's, wouldn't it? Yeah. I don't dabble in the whole marriage thing. I didn't understand that.
Dabble.
Anyway, the point of the story is he's lost his $25,000 engagement ring. The cabbie has found it and he's then been met with this decision, hasn't he? He's like, right, no one's around. I could easily put this in my pocket, take it to Cashies, big payday, get around me.
So you wouldn't know. You wouldn't look at, I don't know. Would you look at a ring and go, yeah, that's about $25,000? I wouldn't. I'd look at a ring and go, Proud's $500 bucks.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you. Is it an Angus or Coot? Don't know.
I think he would have been faced. He would have had the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other going, right, you've got a crossroad here. This is your fork in the road moment, mate. Could be a payday. Could be just an honest return. And that's how you know you're a good person, because this moment will creep up on you. We'll all have it. If you haven't had it, your day's coming. You'll find something. You'll be like, well, do I dish this back or do I keep it for myself? And sometimes you don't know until you're met with that situation. I don't know. I haven't had a situation like that since grade 7. I found a handbag at the park and I took it home. I took it home to mum, and mum's like, obviously, well, you've got to take that to the police.
What was in the handbag?
There was a wallet. There was all sorts of things going on. This was back before social media and stuff. You just handed it into the police station. Mm. And I remember as a grade 7 being like, well, I really want this. Like, it's a cool handbag.
Yeah.
Oh, there might have been like
a nice guess handbag. I've always wanted.
$50 note in there or something. Yeah. I can't remember.
But when you're in year seven, a $50 note, it's like $5,000.
Exactly. It was exciting. And I was like, wow, this is a life change for me, Mum. Come on, I found it. And it's sort of all your morals go out the window.
So true.
You don't know how you react. I would like to confidently say that if I found something these days, I'd hand it in. But I think everyone's got their price. $25,000 engagement ring. No one sees it. God, I don't know.
It'd be a tough one. Here, I got something for you. I found $250 cash rolled up with a elastic band around it. Do you think I kept it or gave it back?
I think you did. You know whose it was?
No.
Okay. I think you would.
It's on the street. It's on the street.
I think you're the kind of person that goes real deep down the karma hole. So I think you would have handed it back just down a pure guilt line. I'm not saying it's a noble act. I think you were just saving yourself from bad karma.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Kept it.
Tanya Hennessy.
You know what? It was circumstantial because now I think I'd give it back, but I was at uni.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I spent it all on goon.
That's bad.
It's not even a joke. I really did spend it all on.
Well, more power to
white wine in a cask.
Good. Well, look, 13, 10, 60.
I felt like it was the thing from God.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean?
That could have been your good karma coming around. That could have been your karma
so
delivery.
True.
Look, you never know how you're. Even the softest of angels like Tanya Hennessy may turn to the dark side when confronted with that situation. 13, 10, 60. What did you find? And then we'll quiz you and figure out if you returned it or not. We'll guess and then you let us know whether you returned it. It could be anything. It could be as little value or very, very expensive. You can remain anonymous if you found something big and didn't return it. No judgment here.
Doesn't have to be cash. Could be literally anything.
Anything. What did you find and did you return it?
This is Weekend Breakfast.
What did you find and did you return it? Now, don't spill the beans straight away. Talk us through what you found first. Tanya Hennessy and I will give you a little quiz, sort of figure out what kind of person you are, gauge where you are on the scale and how honest you were. And look, no judgment here.
I agree.
I haven't had a situation recently where I found something of value and I feel everyone's got their price.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's got their price. And you've got to weigh up very quickly, all right, would I get caught? Can I take this? Would anyone find out? Whose is it?
And it's also circumstantial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got three kids and you're like, we're going to the Gold Coast and I got no money. You
mm-hmm.
know.
Yep.
And this comes off the back of the fact that a cabbie found a $25,000 engagement ring and handed it back in.
Yeah. I mean, that's a big
in
call.
Perth.
Well done. And he's Bulwant Singh Dillon is his name. So well done to Mr. Singh, just
Wait, what's
on a
his
personal
name?
Level. Bulwant Singh Dillon.
Bulwant.
Bulwant.
That's a cool name.
Well done, Mr. Singh. Great cabbie work from Bulwant. You. Very trustworthy man. Morgan on the Gold Coast on 13, 10, 60. Now, what did you find first? Don't tell us if you returned it yet. What did you find?
Hi, I found an iPhone 10 unlocked in a parking lot last year.
Oh, it's like a gift.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Yeah.
Around unlocked.
Release date.
Now, release date.
Yeah, all right, fresh one. Now, the fact that you said unlocked makes me think that you've dabbled into the phone for a little bit and just checked the settings and
no,
put your SIM
no
card in.
No, it had no passcode because I wanted to see if it had any
that
settings
kind of unlock. Sorry, I thought you meant
no,
unlock
like
with
that
the SIM.
Yeah, that's
right.
No, I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right. So there's easy access there. Maybe a cheeky SIM card replacement. The thing with phones these days, it's becoming harder and harder to steal a phone.
Yeah, because which is good.
Yeah, because there's the find your iPhones, there's all sorts of little things
and
on it.
And everyone's got a phone. Who wants a phone?
Yeah, but I mean, it is an updated model. I remember back in the day, I lost my phone on the back of a bus seat. Someone found it. They did not return it and they texted my mum, F you.
Sorry, that's why I
What? A demon. Mum, didn't talk to me for 4 days.
That's
I'm like, what's
so
wrong?
Funny.
She's like, do you have anything to apologise for? I was like, I lost my phone, mate.
Oh,
what kind
God.
Of person seeks that? Anyway.
What a jerk.
What a jerk.
It's very funny, though.
Look, I think just in this day and age that you'd return that because there's too many risks with the find your iPhone. You'd be looking over your shoulder the rest
I
of your
so
life.
I think so, too. I reckon you returned it, Morgan.
I did.
Oh!
I work in phone sales. I know how to find them.
Oh, that's so nice.
Well, that's the thing. Sometimes it's not all about the niceness of it. It's just like, well, I know I'll get caught if I take this, so here you go.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I thought it was nice.
Oh, thanks, Morgan. Good on you. Michael in Townsville. Hello.
Hello. How are we?
Very good. Thank you. What did you find?
I found a ring with a small nugget of gold on it.
That's a random thing.
So
yeah.
From the eyeballing, would you be able to tell how much this is worth? Or would you need to go to cash converters and sort of get it valued?
Yeah, that would definitely be a cashy job for me.
Okay.
I don't know jewellery very well.
P.S. Who designs a ring with a gold nugget on it? Like, that's so weird. I think that you returned it. What do you reckon?
I did.
Oh,
we did. Yeah, well done.
I wonder.
When I handed it into the service desk at the shopping centre, the gentleman came back and found it. It was his first nugget of gold that he'd ever found with his gold detector. It was worth about $8,000.
Wow. Well,
there we go. There we go.
That
very sentimental as well.
Why it was a nugget on a ring.
Very proud of his gold nugget, Tanya.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah, thanks, Michael. Good on you and well done as well. Anonymous on 13/10/60.
Oh, yes.
What did you find, Anonymous?
I found an old lady's purse. Close to $3,000 in it.
Wow. Now, that's a real fork in the road moment, isn't it? So I'm imagining you found the purse, you've opened it up, you've seen the ID, you're like, damn it, sweet old lady.
I'm on the better side of 25 now, but when I found it, I was like 16.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. $3,000.
Who has $3,000 cash?
Wow. Yeah.
And that creeps into the mind because you start thinking, like, well, they've got $3,000 cash in there, they've probably got $300,000 in their bank.
Well, I wouldn't think that.
Oh, that's
I'd be like, this is their savings.
Oh, no.
You had a lot of parties to go to, did you say, Anonymous?
A lot of parties coming up where I needed to buy a six-pack of UDLs.
So. Oh, my God.
Okay, so straight up, you took the money.
Yeah, I think.
I did. I'm a terrible person.
Oh, no.
Did you keep her ID and everything as well?
No, I took her purse back to the police station and.
sort of.
But
worse.
You took the cash out, just rubbing it in.
Oh, do you feel bad about it now, Anonymous?
Oh, I feel awful about it now. Yeah.
If you want to give the $3,000 to Lakey and I, we'll sort that out for you. We'll make you feel better.
Well, we'll see.
Yeah, no chance for me.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
You've got to have a hard conversation with a friend about something that they've done. Or maybe something they haven't done, really. My friend has a business.
Mm.
And it's a professional thing and she's running it and she's living her life. And I think, you do you.
Yeah, cool.
Girl. But maybe you should change your business email address because currently it's a Hotmail address. And I think, girl, I think it spells out unprofessional. You can't. Mm. You cannot.
I'm with you. What is it?
I can't say it on
there. Oh, true.
But it's, you know, whatever, at Hotmail. And I just think... Mm. Everything else is so profesh. The website, the Instagram, you know, all her stories and her Facebook content, it all looks so good.
No doubt the service as well, professional service.
Absolutely. And then it sort of goes, it's like tick, 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 bong. Mm. No.
Yeah.
The Hotmail address just really, you can't help but go, I don't know about this.
And so, I mean, let's just say, for instance, your friend is Jane and she's a florist and it could be flowersbyjane26@hotmail.com is the contact
all
address.
All of a sudden
it.
You're like, I'm out.
Yeah, of course. If you've got flowersbyjane26@hotmail.com and then you've got also sandra@beautifulbouquets.com.
You're into Sandra.
You just go Sandra.
Away.
The flowers could even be worse. You go on Sandra.
The flowers are probably worse.
Yep, every
but
time.
There's something about a Hotmail address that is just not right.
It seems like you can't cut corners on that. Like, I get it. There are a lot of business expenses. Sometimes you've got to set up things, etc.
Yeah.
But I really think that's something you can't cut. Yeah, you can't cut corners on that. It's the equivalent, you know, like back in the day when they changed landline phone numbers from 7 digits to 8 digits and you see a shop still with the 7-digit number instead of the 8. You're like, I'm professional.
Get the 8.
You don't trust the business.
You don't have Playboy Bunny 89.
No.
At Hotmail address when you're going for a job interview. And I just think this is the same theory.
Yeah.
But 131060, if you are some legit profesh business, get yourself a shout out. But also, are you still running with a Hotmail address?
Well,
and is it affecting your business?
Mm. Well, I mean, maybe people aren't aware of this. Maybe cakesbywendy@hotmail.com. Maybe Wendy thinks this is great. This is fantastic. This is good for business. And she has no idea why she's only getting like 3 cakes a year sold.
And this morning she's going, oh my God.
Oh, this is the
what an awakening.
Plug. People pay big money for this. If you can't afford an email address, there's no way you can afford commercial advertising on this station.
Come on.
But for 30 seconds, the payoff can be, I mean, we're having a bit of a dig at the unprofessional business address. But the payoff for you, of course, is you get to advertise your business on the station.
Yes, so if you are Ray Plumbing, Ray's Plumbing at Hotmail.com, I mean, you are banging the target for this. Look, free plug. Yeah. But, you know, you also might get a low-key bit of judgment.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Worth the risk.
Works both ways. Yeah. Might be good for business. Might be the tipping point you need.
This is Weekend Breakfast.
Talking about businesses with Hotmail accounts. I mean, not tarring the business. I'm sure it's a great service and good on people for starting up and wanting to sort of call their own shots and add to their own economy. That's fine. But I just feel something that can't be cut is the business address at hotmail.com.
I have a friend who has this situation and I just think she's not getting as many clients because of the Hotmail address. Because the service is heaven.
Yeah.
The product, divine. Mm. The Hotmail address, for no one.
And I'll be honest. Like, so,
get rid of it.
I'll be honest. Sometimes I'll be like, oh, reputable business. Cool. Yeah. All right. Oh, how do I contact them? Oh, dear. Andy's_plumbing@yahoo.com. His invoices might be dodgy. I'll move to someone else.
Do you think it's just something in your brain that goes, nope?
It's just because anyone can make a Hotmail account. It takes a little bit of gloss off it, a little bit of trust.
Trust!
Yeah.
Yeah, so we want people to give us a call on 131060 and let us know that, your business that has a Hotmail address. Mm. You also get a free plug on the radio.
Exactly. Well, that's the payoff,
isn't it? It's a win-lose.
It's not a win-win. We're tarring the Hotmail addresses, but you get free advertising on the station. Bron from Brisbane, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Very good, thank you. Have you, you come across one or you've got a business with a Hotmail address?
I've come across one. It's not my business.
Okay.
My mum was actually looking for recommendations for a plumber to replace her hot water system and so we're getting business cards from people and came across one that the email address was nugget_juggler.
nuggetjuggler@hotmail.com. Mm-hmm.
It went in the bin.
And that's tough because Nugget Juggler is such a great plumbing name.
Funny.
And had it been the Nugget Juggler at nuggetjuggler.com, that would be the biggest plumbing business in the country.
It'd go viral.
That just needs to be the domain instead of the Hotmail. That's fantastic.
That's very funny.
Juggler nuggets all over the place. Mark in Melbourne on 131060. Hello.
How are you guys?
Yeah, good. Is this your business?
Yes, it is.
Oh,
so
all right.
I started it, and I jumped on the Hotmail, and now when I tell large companies when they ask for the email address, they kind of go, "Oh, okay."
Oh, yeah. They do, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I'd imagine so. So, what is it first? You can get your business out of there.
Yeah, I do roller doors, so Forte Door Solution. So it's a long one too, and I've got to spell it out to everybody.
Mm. Oh, yeah, because the Forte.
Hotmail.com.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's the thing. You had me hooked with the Forte door solution.
Forte.
I'm looking for a solution.
It sounds fancy.
I've got a door.
It does.
It's not working properly. Who am I going to call? Forte Solutions. Fantastic. No one picked up. Oh, God. ForteSolutions@hotmail.com. Okay, yeah, I'm on to the next one.
Do you reckon you're losing business, Mark, because of the Hotmail?
A little bit. Yeah. For these larger companies, yes.
This is Weekend Breakfast.